He was in the Amazon with my mom when she was researching spiders right before she died.
Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the insight, human, and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying his journey of high-quality nerd commentary, you got my son Colton, a.k.a. Peter Parker. Talk to the people.
Super Colton, a.k.a. my mom was in the Amazon with this nigga when she died researching spiders in the Amazon. Real talk.
That's how she died.
That's how she died, man.
We also have the greatest engineer in all of the Sony Spider-Verse.
Gas,
you know who it is? Your boy Dennis, a.k.a. Old Dirty Dennis, a.k.a. Blazekiel, nigga, a.k.a. Den Parker, because you know when you take on the responsibility, great power will come.
He said come.
A.k.a. Monsieur Webb. You know what I mean? I get visions of the pod, you feel me? Yo, welcome to another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast, bro. How you feeling?
Man. Do I got some complaining to do?
We got to talk about old men yell at the cloud.
Yo, do I got some complaining to do? And here's the thing, right? Before I get into complain mode, I will put a disclaimer out.
What's up?
In no shape or form am I going to hate on the actors in this movie.
True.
You're going to hear me say that there's bad performances and bad line delivery and bad lines. But know that when I'm saying that, I'm solely looking at the editors, director, writers, producers, Sony, whoever test screened this movie and was like, this is fine. We can put this out. Like, there's a lot of other people to blame besides the actors in this situation. But I will say, they will get a little bit of hate for being in such a crazy, terrible thing.
So to frame it for you guys, before we get to the movie, because we're going to talk
just
about
give
the movie,
a little quick, you know,
I just want y'all to know, you know, it's been a while since we've done this.
Yeah, that's a while. And we're not doing like a full breakdown.
Yeah,
but
it's been a while since we've done this. And what I'm specifically talking about is the last time we brought this specific topic up, it was leading up to Spider-Man No Way Home. And what I'm talking about is the SVU, the Spider-Man Victims Unit. You
know what I mean? Yes, sir. Oh, shit. The SVU is back,
We're fucking back.
You got to do
it. You know what I mean? And this time, Spider-Man is the victim. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, why they keep putting movies like this on this nigga's jacket? You know what I mean? So we can introduce it now. We are going to be talking about Madame Web. Now, if you're listening to this, there's a good chance you've seen our reviews on TikTok, on YouTube, on Twitter.
I got Letterboxd.
You know,
my shit's on Letterboxd.
You know how we feel. But if you don't know how we feel,
let's save
listening.
You. Let's save you right
know
now,
what I mean?
Right?
So, all right. So, one last thing about me kind of giving grace, because after this, I got no more. I enjoyed the Venom movies. I did. I thought they were, like, passable, at least. They were, like, sixes. Like, if you enjoy, if Sony stuck.
Oh,
like,
we wilding on Sony.
Yeah, oh,
love that. This is a good episode.
So, if they stuck to, like, just being, like, the movie company that does superhero six-based film, like, it's, like, a 6 out of 10, they're okay in my book. You know what I mean? It's not, like, I know what I'm going to get when I go see a Sony film. It's like, I get my popcorn, nigga. We just gonna turn our brains off and just enjoy this movie. And it's
I'll even say, I'll add Morbius to that.
Yes, I watched it at home, so I might have a little bias because I did not spend money
to
see this.
Me too.
So maybe my rating would be a little different if I had to leave the house and commute somewhere to see this film. But at home, that's okay.
Let's continue on the grace path, right? If I had to rate the top three Sony movies that come out so far, it would be first Venom, clear number one.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all might be shocked. Morbius number two.
Wow, okay.
And number three is the next Venom, right?
Okay.
Now, are those movies good? The first Venom is good.
I thought it was really
right?
good.
Morbius is fun.
It's fun. It's fun. He morbed. He promised us some Morbin and he morbed.
It is weird and bad without the... I feel like Venom got away without having Spider-Man. Where Morbius can't get away without having Spider-Man.
Right.
And then them trying to make him like a Venom guy is also diminishing like his role, like right. in that weird universe already. The Venom 3 movie was mad quick. The pacing was everywhere.
Yeah.
Everyone praises Eddie Brock and Venom in that movie, and it makes sense. We also kind of praise Carnage a little bit, but it's still like the movie wasn't good.
It was quickly paced.
It even wasn't like, I don't even consider like a lot of that movie fun. I consider a lot of that movie crazy shit happening and Tyrese acting way too seriously, like taking his role way too seriously. And I love that shit because I was like, he's the only nigga that's dead ass serious right now. Besides like Tom Hardy. But like that movie wasn't that great. But that's the top
that's,
three.
That's the grace.
I'll give them the three fun graces. That's right. The graces for the song.
So that's why, you know, I had to give flowers after, because honestly, after that, we get this. And honestly, this was DOA, like dead on arrival, my nigga. Like when they just even hinted at the idea of a Madam Web.
Everyone was like, why? No.
Like, why would
we don't want that?
Why would we even need this? Like, what would she do for a whole movie?
I don't think anybody like needs it in like any type of capacity.
No, like it
especially in like a no Spider-Man capacity. You get what I'm saying?
It serves absolutely no purpose, bro. So we're sitting there like, okay. Clearly, they're just desperate to keep the IP. They need to keep Spider-Man, and according to their contract or whatever, they have to put out X number of films, or it reverts back to Marvel, and they're going to go crazy with that, being able to use that with, like, X-Men and all that other shit that they got going on. Like, no. And what blows my mind about this, even though, like, even me saying this right now, it kind of makes sense in a way, it still blows my mind. You can have a company, and you know there are people that, you know, don't really like the Tobey movies. But to me, the Tobey movies are still good movies.
Well, I don't know why people don't like them. Some people don't like them. The best ones.
But you know, those were good. The Andrew movies, you know, you're on some people on the fence. You know what I mean?
They're pretty
some,
good.
Some like it, some don't. It's cool. The Miles movies are fucking fantastic. Mm-hmm. So it's not like Sony can't make Spider-Man content. But then once they leave Spider-Man to the villains, they just fall a fucking apart.
Yeah.
Like, they just have no idea what they're doing once Spider-Man's not in it anymore. Like, it just... It reminds me of, like, DC, where, like, animated content, and then you come to the live action, is like, what happened? Like, why can't you just translate that? Like, it's literally right there. Like, you did, like, 30 fucking animated films.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're fucking laundering money. That's legit what's fucking happening right now. I'm gonna call a spade, right? Like, most big companies are big companies because they sell multiple different things, right?
Right.
Sony is an electronic company. They, you know, they have the gaming system. You know, they have, like, different IPs that also, like, go fucking crazy. Also, they get a lot of, like, fucking residual superhero sales from the Marvel and the DC, like, even just, like, the superhero genre being big. Where I say they're stealing money is, like, y'all are doing something to keep an IP, right? But, like, there's no effort behind it. Like, y'all started off with effort, and then I feel like y'all realize, like, we're in last place of the entire, like, market, so we can just do whatever to keep these IPs. And I really think it's legit on some, like, we have to spend this much money to meet this deadline or to get this much taxes. Yo, make a Madam Web movie, make a Kraven movie, make, like, this movie. We're also going to have a Sinister Six universe at some point, because for now, like, we got to put those out, because I'm sure there's other Sony pictures that's not, like, superhero related.
Yeah.
That's doing good. So again, they're fucking robbing people right now.
They are.
Like
I feel
high
like,
key.
I feel like what they're doing is, if we make this movie, and let's say this movie costs us $80 million, which it does, and we make, I don't know, $30 million, the loss that we took on this movie, the $50 million loss, is cool, because the next Spider-Man movie is going to eat that loss anyway. Like, it's going to balance itself out. Because Miles is going to do like a Billy.
And not
so
only
that,
$50 million
is cool.
I even think in their mind, they're on some shit like, And this is gonna be a little funny because the internet really runs everything. I think niggas also like in marketing are like on some like, yo, bro, we can make this meme movie and we can get like so many memes out of it that residually down the line, like we'll make the bread back somehow. And like they kind of did it with Morbius and like where it's like they didn't lose money, they didn't make too much now. I think they went even or some shit. Yeah. Like, or but I think they're really banking on like, because again, I will say every time I've said that this movie's bad, the response is, damn, I want it to be good. I'll wait till it gets on streaming. And that's given them a kind of a guaranteed watch. So I think it's really niggas stealing money, like high key, legit stealing money from better ideas and better, like, because even within the realm of the things that they did, you could have researched better. You could have written better. Like, you could, obviously. Like, this feels AI generated, dude.
Because honestly, when I found out the movie cost $80 million, and then I saw the movie, and then I left, I thought of all the different things you could just do with, like, $80 million. Like, Sony could have, like, invested in, like, STEM programs for kids, nigga. Like, we could have, like, you could have, like, literally ran a lottery and paid people's rent for, like,
bro,
$80 million.
They like, could have. Like, take like, that $80 million.
You could have helped us launch Dennis Plus, nigga.
Like, even beyond that. They could have took that $80 million, invested it into a bunch of small creators with, like, crazy big ideas and, like, real quality, unique shit. Have them make, like, short films. Turn that short film into a feature-length film. Have that feature-length film put in film festivals where it will win mad shit and then put it in theaters where niggas would watch it. And there's a bunch of actual creators getting shine and getting in it. You could have done amazing things Hollywood.
You could have taken, like, you know how many Insomnia cookies? You could have got, like, 6 Insomnia cookies for that, bro. Like, it was just expensive. They good as fuck, but they expensive.
I'm not gonna lie.
Insomnia cookies,
Nigga could have got a whole meal at Five Guys if you and fries. Ass.
You could have probably got, like, some extra fries or something.
That
like,
ass. They would have filled your bag up crazy with the
you
fries.
You probably still had, like, an extra 500K or something left. That ass. Like, you'd have been all right.
Nigga would have been able to buy unlimited Metro cards.
Yeah, like, you'd have been, like, at least one. Like,
at least one. Maybe half of one.
You could have got, like, a week pass.
Like a four-day, maybe.
Yeah, like, like, easy. You know what I'm saying? So the first thing after I left the theaters, not even after I left, because I was in the theaters, I was sitting there, because clearly my brain had shut off, like, watching this movie for a while. Like, how do these writers keep getting work? These specific writers. And I made sure I made a mental note while I was watching this film. I need to find out who these niggas are once I leave this theater. So I want to make sure that these niggas' names are on display for everyone.
No, they need to hear this. They need to hear this.
I need y'all to know who these people. I need names attached to these failures, bro. Like, I need people to know who was a part of this. So, Matt Sazama and Burke Sharpless. I just want y'all to know, like, niggas is on to you now, bro. Like, I don't know if you're a part of Timu too, nigga, and you scamming on the low, but you're, bro. This is how you know I was mad. After I found these niggas' names, I'm just taking y'all through my mind state after I left Man Web. I'm now getting ready to take the train back to Brooklyn. You know what I mean? This is what's on my
nigga,
mind.
Nigga was on a train. He was his Danny, Danny Phantom powers. Yeah, like, figure out who all the writers are.
I need to know. I need answers, nigga. So after I got these niggas' names, I was like, okay, these niggas are writers. I need to know what else these niggas wrote. So I got the list of the movies. And not only did I get the list of the movies, I got the Rotten Tomatoes score with the movie. Run that off to y'all. I don't want y'all to sit and just think about that for a second.
I'm gonna do a little edit and throw them shits up.
Power Rangers the reboot was 51%. Morbius was 15%. Madam Web 13%. Gods of Egypt 14%. The Last Witch Hunter 18%. Dracula Untold 25%.
I'm not gonna lie. We should have sent that nigga to jail when he made Gods of Egypt. Because I remember, like, the trailers for Gods of Egypt, bro, and all the white people he picked to be the Gods of Egypt. And I remember the outrage for it.
I remember that
and
shit.
And then I remember it flopping critically because crazy of how, like, fucking ass it was beyond that. And, like, we should have been knew he was a war criminal.
Bro,
Like
these niggas, if you take out Power Rangers, right? Just Power Rangers alone. These niggas is averaging. Mm-hmm. No, we're gonna keep
hold
it
on.
In there.
Dark side meme pulling Superman back. No, Power Rangers. You gotta sit right there.
No, the point.
You in the front though.
I'm just giving an example that if you take that aside, these niggas out of all the movies that I just listed are averaging between 13 to 25% on their movies, bro. And they continue to get budgets for these films. How? That means you got lucky once. That means you are literally, one was, and the other was Power Rangers, nigga. Like, that's literally what fucking happened, nigga. Like, are you serious? 13%. 13 to 25% is where your movies lie. How are you allowed to make movies? So there's no other profession. I know he wants to say something, but it was on my mind on the train, nigga. Like, there's no other profession in the world where you can average like a 13% and you're considered successful. Nigga, if you score 13% in the NBA, nigga, you are on the bench. If you are a doctor and you have a 13% chance of making it with
survival
this nigga?
Survival rate? Yeah, nah, nigga.
Bro,
you're gonna
what?
Get fired. Like, you're going to take your fucking license from me, bro. You're no legit way. A mad scientist. You're killing people. Like, no. If you have a 13%, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to say this right now. There might be a doctor here that has like a 13% survival rate or a surgeon.
What?
You are killing people. Bro. Like, at this point, you got to do something else.
Bro, dude. If you're a lawyer and only 13% of your clients get off, you are a failure at your job.
I know
son.
A lawyer like that. Shit is crazy. Life is crazy.
You need to go to Sony, nigga. Like,
yo, he will be way more successful over yo, there. Probably losing fucking lawsuits and making things, bread. Like, okay.
It don't make no sense to me.
What I want to just say about this movie, that my problem with this movie is that fundamentally, and like, I feel like this movie doesn't know what it wants to do. I feel like they gave them an outline of this is my vision of like the room of people who were like gonna make Madam Web.
Set the scene.
Sony executive, y'all gotta make Madam Web. Here's an outline, here's some comics, whatever. They walk out, right? 80 million. They walk out. Pop bottles, nigga. We gonna pop bottles over the comic books. Oh shit, we spilled it on the comic books. We don't gotta read them shits. It don't matter.
This is a superhero movie.
Go on Wikipedia. Look up Madam Web. One nigga was like, I watch the cartoons. Nigga, she can see all dimensions, dude. She's all knowing. They was like, all right, bet. Omnipotence. We can't do that. We only got $80 million. The CGI is not gonna allow us to do that. What's the next thing we could do? You ever seen Danny Phantom? Perfect. All right. What else? She got visions, dude. Like, she just see visions of the future.
At some point, she loses her vision. So,
yo, she's blind.
With visions.
No, they're saying, but the nigga who's seen the cartoon. She's blind, though. We can't have that. We need a hot shorty. We need hot shorties. We just need hot shorties.
You gotta sell.
Honestly.
You gotta sell sex. So we
let's
need
be honest.
Fine. In this room.
What
this
if
role.
We, and then the director and the writer, they both sit back at the same time like this, and they go, what if we, and then they're saying the sentence simultaneously because they're a symbiotic mind at this point, at some point. They're like, what if we forget to Spider-Woman in the Spider-Woman movie? And they was like, we're listening.
How much money do we save? We could cut off 20 mil.
Yo,
nice.
Listen.
Nice. Do that.
Listen.
Nice.
What if we only shoot? What if we spend 5 minutes of footage of them doing Spider-Woman shit and we make it blurry as fuck, right? So, like, you know, like,
it's a shorty looking at it. And
like,
the other exec is like, I like that idea. Now, what if when we do that, now we don't have to hire a choreography team, so we don't have to spend money on these
things. That sounds
because there's no fighting. There's no fighting.
Let's expound on that, right?
Let's expound on that.
What if they don't fight like that? If they do like one or two actions?
I love it. I love
each.
It. Perfect. Perfect.
In the suits. What if we spend more time taking pictures with the paparazzi of them in the suits?
Nice.
Than we do actually putting them in the fucking movie in the suit.
And they have the accountant next to them, and he's just like, you just saved.
You're
like,
saving so much
you
money.
Saved like $5 million just now.
And then somebody's like, I know how to save more money, y'all. Somebody's like, what the fuck? What are you talking about? What do you mean? What if Madam Web isn't Madam Web. And niggas was like, whoa. Nigga just typing.
What?
We just saved 40 million, y'all.
What?
We just saved 40 million, y'all.
We up to so, like 60.
Somebody keep going. Somebody keep going. And then the last nigga goes, I got the perfect idea. The Ezekiel nigga, spider totems? Nah. He just gonna steal a spider, nigga. Perfect. In the Amazon. While, what if perfect. The mom dies?
In the Amazon.
In the Amazon while she's
and,
with him.
And we get a shaky camera and dress some people up to climb trees.
You ever seen The Office?
I mean, they climb trees.
Let's do The Office shot.
And it's like they're spiders. You know, it connects the spider in the jar to the people because they're not in New York. And obviously, if it's a forest, it's indigenous. And they're what if in Peru, there's spider people.
You're cooking. I think I like that.
There's spider people in Peru. We'll dress them up in red. You know what I mean? Like some DIY carnage, just kind of like callback.
They got wires.
You know, they like the Carnage movie. They did like the Venom movie. So call back. They're in the wires. We don't know where they got but they have the wires.
Yo, stop talking. That's all we need. That's all we need.
We don't need anymore.
That is all we need. We're gonna
cut
that.
That's 90 minutes.
Let's continue
going.
That's
90 minutes. We don't need
anymore. We had most of the movie. What's the last part? All right. Ezekiel. He is sleeping. He has a dream. Girls kill me. Fuck. What are these teenage girls doing trying to kill me in my dream? I'ma kill them.
Perfect. Revenge plot.
He has a flawless.
He has a motive.
I got one more thing. Let's save more bread. What if he never talks the entire movie, but he does? What if we do the worst audio dubbing of all time? What if his mouth never moves?
I'm pretty sure we can get a voice actor real cheap, and now we could cut his salary in half because he's not acting. He's just moving.
I got a better idea. He just signed the contract to get his AI likeness and voice out.
Yeah, we fucking got it.
We don't even have to. I can do his voice.
I feel like this is an Ezekiel voice.
Yeah,
what do you guys think? You guys think this is good? This is good?
You have to save money. I got all the cameras in the world. What if he has all the cameras in the world, but he can't find these girls?
What if he just has every camera in the world?
Somebody gets up. Fuck, we didn't pick a time frame. What year is it?
It's like it's 2000s.
Beyonce?
Poster.
Britney Spears.
Nice.
That's it. That's all we need.
That sells it.
Yellow Taxi.
That sells
old school Yellow Taxi.
That sells it. It's perfect.
And then somebody just says, I love it. What about Spider-Man?
Jesus.
He must be new.
Why would we put Spider-Man in a Spider-Man? Where are you here?
He's like, nah. He just goes, I'm the MCU rep. Oh, fuck. We're going to put Ben Parker in the
young,
movie.
Young Ben. And
he has a sister.
And he's about to date Aunt May. Young, though.
Okay.
Young.
So we're following this.
And
he has a sister.
So she isn't Aunt May yet. She's just May.
May. She's not even a Parker.
And hold on. Sister. Pull it back. Take it back. The sister's pregnant.
And then the Marvel rep's like, God damn it, I gotta leave. You did it. You guys did it. Kevin Feige told me you guys wouldn't fucking do it. I didn't believe it. And you guys fucking did it.
Nailed it.
You know what?
Nailed it.
How much did that save? $5 million? All right, I'm out of here. Put the movie out now.
Just put it out.
Yo,
it out.
High key,
bro.
Outside of all the jokes and shenanigans, it's still going to be more jokes and shenanigans.
Oh,
but
God.
Like, this felt like they had the rights to make a Madam Web movie. And they said, fuck that. What if we didn't?
They were like, no one tells me what. They're like, Wolverine, no one tells me what to do.
I go where I want. And then, but hold on. After they did that, they turned around to each other and said, okay, so who the fuck is Madam Web?
Exactly.
Like, all right, so we got to figure this out because, like, we got paid $80 million.
I feel like they literally went to the office like, yo, what if? Because I know we have to keep the rights. We do. Matt looks at his phone and he's just like, Madam Web, what if we do a Madam Web movie? And the execs are like, these niggas know comics. Who the fuck is Madam Web?
The nigga, like, then he goes, She can see the future.
Sure. And they're just like, holy shit, you don't have to spend money on that. Like, that's not CGI. We can...
Absolutely. They said, oh, but there is, like, one CGI part where, like they're, like, all in trouble, and she has to help them.
She's, like, splits.
And she it's her like, body... It's like just astral, light projections. It's light...
Like so they're like, ooh, that's green screen action.
How much would that cost? And they talk to the accountant. He's like, oh, we could do that for about 500K. Nice.
You got it. You guys.
80 mil.
Make that.
Wire to you. Make it happen, guys.
He was like, fuck, no one's going to come with a better idea. And then the next guy came in, he dropped his briefcase, and he goes, allow me to introduce you to Kraven the Hunter. I said, God damn it. God damn it. This guy's good. They're stealing money, y'all. They're out there.
And then the execs leave, and they're just like, all right, so who's mad at what?
Get ass. So who's
they gave us 80 mil, like, now we got to figure this shit out. Like, we got to put this shit together.
Madam Web? And then, like, they just start reading Wikipedia articles. And I feel like they didn't read the articles. They just skimmed to the powers. And they didn't even read, like, where the powers is from. No. They just started reading out powers. They was just like, chicken's in the future. So then they got to the end. Hold on. They shot 90% of the movie. And they got to the end. And then the fucking assistant pulls up to Max and the other nigga. And he goes, I got bad news, y'all. It's like, what? She's blind. What? She's blind? Madam Web is blind?
Before any of that even happens, these niggas are like looking on Google, and they're like, Madam Web. They're looking through all the Spider-Man chicks, and they're like, oh, she's hot. They get to Madam Web, and it's like, whoa, she's old.
Who's
and
this
in
old
a chair?
Fucking lady
and
in a
like,
chair?
This is what they gave us the money to make? Nah, I can't do this. Find a hot chick. So now they're Googling Dakota Manning. She's hot. Maybe she can pull it off. I don't know if she's free. We
what
give her like
Sydney
2 mil,
Sweeney
2 or 3
doing?
Mil.
We don't even know
like,
what she wants to do.
Yeah, like, what's you know
the,
what I mean? Like,
what
she wants
to Mercedes doing right now, man? Get all the hot chicks, dude.
Just call them. We're going to put them in suits for like 2 seconds just so we can see what they look like in suits and then put the movie out.
Then we're gonna put a guy on a roof with a fucking flip phone, with a flip camera phone, and he's going to take pictures.
Yes.
And he's going to post it on his burner account.
Yes.
We're going to go crazy,
on top of
baby.
That, we could save a little bit more money if we just use, because we already have the rights, because it's ours. We're going to take some of the Spider-Man swinging footage. We're going to put that shit in this, and it's going to be like, whoa, callback to Spider-Man. But at the same time, is it a callback? Because at the same time period, this nigga was just born, but he's also Spider-Man at 19. Whoa, mind blown. But at the same time, we don't got to answer these niggas.
We don't gotta answer nothing. We just gotta made money. Bro, we just made $70 million, bro. We just made a $10 million movie and no one cares. Like, they legit got away with a $10 million movie and got away with it.
Honestly, what happens in a movie that costs 80 mil, bro?
There's a part where Shorty is running to the car that's at the edge of the bridge. And she opens the door, and then the camera switches to another perspective, and she's already in the car.
Yeah.
And it was just like, in my mind, I'm just like, no. No. Yeah. No. I'm only saying no because $80 million. No.
It doesn't make any sense.
That like
nothing
that,
in this movie costs $80 million.
Edited, like, I will say, though, they did some real creative shit with Ezekiel when he was doing his spider shit, and they would switch the camera to, like, his perspective. But she's stealing money by doing that.
Yeah.
Because that's like a low budget type of thing that niggas do.
You can still get away
with
that.
Like, you can get away with that with less money. So I'm just saying, y'all stole a lot of bread. The movie didn't make sense. The action did not like really action. It was
you know what it is? It's like when you watch a bad movie, there's still entertaining parts of the movie where it's just like, so you know, the acting was bad, but like, you know, the story was hilarious. Or the story was bad, but the action was good. This didn't have any of those.
It has
like,
nothing.
It just had
none no
of
real
those. It had nothing.
It's a
going
bunch
for
of
it.
Awkward, weird scene. Like, why were they dancing on the table like that? Like, why did they even get on the table to dance while niggas is just eating lunch? Like, I feel like even as like a high school nigga, like if a bunch of shorties did that while I'm eating a burger, I'm like, what the fuck are they doing? Anyway,
this
why
like
did she
bro.
Steal a car?
Oh my God!
And
you're
like
up to my the part that bothered me.
Steal a car, drive it around the city, mad crazy, get mad people hurt, park it in the woods, drop three girls off who are trying to get murdered by some Spider-Man, and then leave them
in the woods for
3 hours.
Let's continue with some of that. What bothered me in the theater, because aside from bad action and all that stuff and the terrible bad writing, is the plots made no sense. So let's talk about 2002 for a second. Let's just think about this, because this is after 9/11, obviously. Mm-hmm. So TSA is totally
security
different.
Security is crazy
it's
right now.
Wilding. She was already reported, because this happened in the subway when she grabbed the girls to begin with, as a kidnapper. So she's on the news, picture, kidnapper. That's how Ezekiel was able to figure out who the fuck she was when she got the kids away the first time. So her face is plastered everywhere. How the fuck was she able to get on a plane?
She was
international plane
so smoothly. Even before that, nigga, she left them in the woods for 3 hours, which is already like, what insane. Are you doing, right? And went to the crib, like the crib. Normal. Got in, chilled her cat, talked to people, called people, met people.
Still was able to leave and
then came back
in the stolen car.
In the stolen car. Seeing the shorties was missing, go, oh, what the fuck, teenage girls. what the fuck are they doing? Right? Gets in her car, like, here's Toxic. Also, here's another thing. This is one of the worst audio mixes in a movie. I've probably said that earlier, but this is one of the worst audio mixes in a movie I've ever heard. They're playing Toxic, and it's distorted. But then they're also playing the music score. But then they're also playing like all the crazy action noises that's happening at the same time.
All at the same volume, nigga.
It's all at the same volume. It's not mixed properly. Like she crashes. Like she first goes in there regular. Tell them to get out the fucking table. You know, normal shit. Spider-Man comes in there. Starts smoking everybody. Stabs her up. She dies. She wakes back up in the spot like. When she went to go see the girls was missing, here's the song on the radio. It's like, I gotta do this over. I guess it's my power. I could like, I guess rewind time also. They don't really explain it. They just be like, no. She could see the
it's
future.
It's just like, yeah, roll with it. Roll with it.
She not only can she see the future, but she could like experience it and go through it and then I guess go back, right?
Cool. Sure.
Okay. That's her power. She could just be anywhere in dimensions and through time and space. Fine, right? She her second plan is, and this is the most insane plan to me. Like, because in my mind, I'm just like, you're already a kidnapper. You already have a stolen V. You already have
for hours. She's had
three girls are in this spot. While yes, I get it. This nigga is Spider-Man was like spider powers. She crashes her fucking whip into the diner, into this nigga, tells the shorties to get in, and then drives off and is now on like this mad dash chase away from the nigga. But like, nigga, do no police care about nothing? Nobody. There's no like...
The last time we saw the cops is when he fucked them up on the MTA in the subway, and they were just like, oh, that's...
Dang.
Get up, hey.
I guess this is real NYPD action, man.
Yeah, like so. They were just like, yo, like, what do you want us to do? Like,
and then, like, even before that, there's another scene where, like, she basically just teaches them CPR for mad long. It's
for
like
no
a
reason.
5-minute montage of her teaching them CPR. Like, just straight through. It's no, like, with just a
no
bunch of cheesy dialogue, no real explanation. They're arguing and then they're not arguing. Here's another thing. About just the dialogue in general. The dialogue was just like so horribly written. And you could tell they was trying to be funny, trying to be quippy, trying to like, I guess, appeal to the times, appeal to teenagers and emotions and shit. And just none of it worked. Absolutely none of it worked. Just that like the dynamic of the three of them and like how they were just all kind of assholes to each other, and like only Sydney Sweeney who kind of wasn't an asshole.
Also,
then she was mad controlling and annoying.
I also like the fact that how they brought up the reason why they're all connected is because they all have like some sort of like parental trauma.
Crazy parental trauma.
The fact that it just felt like the writing team was like, well, we don't actually have to hire a family for these guys because we could just say they're all on a trip. Everyone's fucking parents.
Everyone's
on a trip
family was either gone or deported.
Or deported.
One like kind of threw me.
I was like, whoa.
For a loop. Cause like what? I was like, y'all got the Spanish girl to be like, yeah, my family got deported.
So I'm just kind of here.
I gotta lie. And then she was like, "Oh yeah, you flipped me off when I was driving."
Yeah.
And then the other girl was like, "You said the flip me off while you was driving one." I was like, "Y'all reached. That's not really even. That's destiny, I guess. But that's like a fade ass, like small ass destiny shit. But whatever.
Really, really.
Another thing. You're at a baby shower. There's an icebreaker happening.
Shout out to Mike Epps getting money.
There's an icebreaker happening. I guess everyone's being like, "Oh, so what do you think? Like, what do you think?" Right? Oh, is it the name of the baby?
Yes. Like, because they're doing like the baby shower.
Yeah.
So that was part.
She's
of
like,
why they
yeah.
Had the
so what's the name? Shit. What do you think the name of the baby is? Right.
Someone
so
was like Steven.
Steven. No. So they're saying names, and then they ask her, right? She says, whatever name, and she goes, nah. She goes, Ben, right? She goes, nah, right? It rewinds. For some reason, even though she says out loud, like, yo, this happened before, right? You would think, like, because, like, oh, shit, maybe I got deja vu or whatever. She just starts talking about her dead mother, like, just in front of everybody. Like, and I don't know, like, I'm going to be real. I don't know if the person who wrote this knows what social cues are. Like, because I feel like this was written by a team of people that don't understand social cues. Because, like, it was a lot of dialogue in there, like, that I felt like it just zapped the energy out of the actors as the movie was going on. Like, the nigga Adam Scott, who plays Ben Parker, in the beginning, he started off enthusiastic. Towards the end, he started acting like the main shorty, Madam Webb. Like, he just didn't give a fuck no more. You could tell, like, he was just like, all right, but I guess if this is the energy everybody giving, this is the energy.
When does Severin start back?
Yo, bro, I'm going to be real. Even Emma Roberts as I guess, Peter's mother. What the fuck? She was there for no reason. Like, she was like, she got pregnant. She was started giving birth, and then there was no mention of it.
Not important anymore.
They was like rushing her to the hospital. Nigga, who cares if they made them? They made it. No mention. We don't know the baby name. We don't know shit. Also, they did 90% of the movie and then was like, damn, this hot lady do gotta be blonde, don't she? And then, like, when she hits the water after the heroic time travel powers that she got.
Before he wraps up on that part, I just wanted to bring something up that happened right before then. Mm-hmm. Third eye open for a second. I'm giving them too much credit, but this is kind of fire when you think about it. When she went to the barbecue and she was outside with Mike Epps, that nigga, she wanted alcohol. And they gave her what? A Pepsi. Now, when she goes and she's fighting Ezekiel, what does she use to kill that nigga? The S in the Pepsi, nigga.
I'm going to be real.
S Spider-Man.
Or this is the longest, worst commercial we've ever seen.
Yo, Pepsi paid money, bro. They paid money. Because you know what? Pepsi did reveal the suits. It was on the Pepsi cans.
Yeah. And then we didn't see them shits for like only 2 minutes. Anyway. Fell into the water. They was like, damn, we got to make this hot lady blonde, don't we? And a random meteor. The only way I can explain it was looking at it.
He's like, it's a meteor.
The only way I can explain it, and when you watch it, you'll know exactly what I mean.
Or don't.
Was a random meteor came down and hit the water in such force, it was still on fire.
In the water.
And then hit her in her
right in her face. Directly. It
looked like one eye. But apparently,
and she went blind.
The shit hair in the middle of both eyes perfectly. Here's my theory. Before it hit her, it split into two perfect circles. And then turned into fire dust that went into her pupils that didn't really destroy her entire eyes.
No.
It just destroyed the color in her eyes, man. Yes. So they pull her out the water, her face fucked up. She got hit by a meteor, y'all.
That's what I'm telling you. It's Pepsi, because they trying to tell niggas the carbonation in Pepsi, my nigga, you're not supposed to be drinking Pepsi, son, because it's going to turn you blind. And if you don't, if you want to lack vision, you know, you shouldn't drink Pepsi. You know what I'm saying?
And then we get her, Madam Webb's come to me, my X-Men moment.
Oh my God.
Where she's in a wheelchair.
Why did they dress her up like Bret Hart?
With Gucci shades. She got the Gucci shades.
She got the Bret Hart that we used to get the little kids.
Shades, yeah. She got the Bret Hart shades, and she's in an X-Men wheelchair. And she's just like, hey, y'all.
You about to sneeze.
The future, stop sneezing. Hey, I'm finna go off for 5 more minutes about this. Bitch, we know you can fucking see and live in the future. That's annoying. Stop
Mad
that.
Fucking annoying.
Yo, bro. You can do this every now and again, and that's fine.
If you see me about to trip and fall, be like, don't walk that way.
You about to drop that. You about to sneeze. You about to... Yo, bro, all right.
You
showing cool.
off. You showing
Thanks.
Off.
No, even showing beyond off. Showing off. I don't care, dude. Like, shut the fuck up, gang. Like, is it life-threatening? No, just let me be a human, dude. Like, what the fuck is happening? And then she goes... Then she's just like... They're like, man, we nobodies. They start doing that shit. Because you know what they got to do. They got to get sure to give a fucking... Somebody. She said, listen, y'all don't know the future. Y'all future finna be so bright.
Y'all haven't seen the Spider-Man movies.
And then we finally see them be... And I'm Ooh. Saying we finally see, with big Ooh. Quotation marks...
Doing a lot of carrying in that
them
sentence.
Being Spider-Women, apparently. So one just got legs, and she's just like, ooh, I popped down with my legs. And you're like, ooh, she got spider legs. Ooh, that's Spider-Woman. And then another one is like, ooh, I got fucking electricity webs. And you're like, ooh, that's also Spider-Woman. I love that. And then the last one got a fucking, like, an Isabel Rosado. And I don't know enough about her Spider-Girl. But, like, her just having, like, a fucking, like, I don't know, like a circular blade, nigga, like a fucking boomerang or something.
Like it was
a,
like Kratos
like
throwing
a blade
axe, nigga.
Boomerang. Like, just... I don't know. I just remember seeing that and being like, wow, we should have just only got one Spider-Woman. Like, and that would have probably been fine if one of them got their powers and, like, was Spider-Woman. And then the rest of them just supported it.
But
some
I will
type
say,
of way.
I will say, the one thing I will say is when you frame it like this, I could kind of understand why Ezekiel was a little upset, nigga. Like, these bitches is fucking. It's like the Powerpuff Girls, nigga. It's like,
where did you get all these extra powers from?
How could she throw up? Nigga, if you saw my vision, nigga, you would have all the cameras I got too.
I'm
nigga.
Not gonna
she
lie.
Threw a flying, it was a flying boomerang.
It was a flying nigga. Circular boomerang, nigga, and the shit kept coming back.
And the other one had electricity.
Electricity
whip. Which is dead.
And then the last one got fucking actual metal spider arms, nigga. We know how that shit works.
I'm killing them, son.
I've played the Spider-Man games, nigga. When you get that Spider-Man beat
it's
up
over.
With
it's
the...
over, nigga.
No,
no,
nigga.
We are killing these girls. We need these girls. I need them gone. I need them going. I understand his motive.
I guess a little bit. Say all that to say, this shit was ass.
This shit was one star.
It was 100% out of 5.
Ass. It was definitely
one
ass.
1 out of 5 stars. They stealing money. They gotta like them shorties deserve better. Ben Parker deserved better. Emma Roberts deserved better. That shit was ass. It was just bad, all around bad. They don't know who Madam Web is. They gave her Danny Phantom powers randomly. Like, I get that she can move through time and, like, exist in different spaces. But what the fuck was that when y'all made her exist? She legit looked like she just put ghost versions of herself next to niggas.
And didn't
even seem like she really helped him. It looked like she just told him, like, yo, get up.
And yeah, literally. Because what bothered me most about that scene is, like, it's supposed to be, like, you know, the grand finale or whatever.
Her powers
and
shit.
Like I was talking about earlier, while we're, even though we were, like, more joking than being serious, she went to Peru, literally went to Peru, met these indigenous spider people.
Don't know how she know them.
But... How long was she there to learn all these
all
fucking
shit,
abilities
right?
and come back here on TSA who's looking for a kidnapper on a plane? When? How does this happen?
I guess she flew her own plane, bro. I guess they didn't tell us that she could fly her own plane.
How long did this take? And she still, like, she was never exonerated. So she's still a criminal all this time, nigga.
Yeah, technically.
What?
Yeah, dead ass technically. But also, she can see the future, nigga, so she can go anywhere she want without getting got. So I guess they just debunked that one. But I will say the end when it's like the three spider women and me, Ghost Madam Web, with my red dress and my big ass fucking whimsical Bret Hart red shades. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck y'all. Why'd y'all do this? No post-credit scene. Thank the Lord.
I left immediately. As soon as they had that, the four of them like posed and the screen went blank, I was like, whoop.
As soon as it ended, I said, what the fuck is this shit? And I went to go do something else. No, and I was having a bad day, which is hilarious because like, for some reason, it made my day better. Because I was just like, yo, my day was not as bad as this movie.
Dead ass.
Like, this movie was really fucking bad.
And like I said about the timeline shit, it literally, that's even worse than what Fox does. Like, how could Spider-Man be born in 2002 when the original Spider-Man came out in like 2002 and he was already an adult then at that time? Like, so what time period are y'all covering? Because this movie should have happened in like 94 or some
maybe
shit.
Maybe they're saying that this is MCU, Peter.
God. They could fucking wish.
They gotta go to hell, honestly, for that whole shit.
It was a terrible movie, y'all. Just to be honest with you, like, I definitely just wanted to talk about it because it's very few times where I could even come in here and, like, name a part in a movie that I thought was funny. You know what I mean? Even if it was overall a bad, I have nothing for this. Absolutely. This was 100% terrible.
Okay, let me try to think of a part of the movie that I deadass enjoyed. I deadass enjoyed randomly seeing Mike Epps.
That's what I said. Shout out to just get money, son.
Why the fuck is he here?
Yeah, he got at least.
It was mad hilarious because, and I do enjoy it. You know why? Because his line was like, I'm happy y'all about to kill me.
Yeah.
Like his line was like, bitch, get away from my car. And then drives and gets murdered. And then, like, he got his bread. Yo, honestly, I really feel like 10 million of that bread went to Mike Epps.
Easy. Easy. Because, like, what else?
Nah, they gave him, like, a mill. But, like...
What happened in that movie that cost $80 million? That's maybe a $40 million movie. There was not that much CGI in that film.
Yeah, bro.
It don't take that much to make the suits.
They pocketed so much money. They stole.
Bro. Like, it was bad. Nothing happened in that movie that cost
It just felt like a parody movie of something that's supposed to be real.
There's no way that movie cost $80 million, and so does the creator with Denzel's son. Fucking possible.
You can call this movie... You can... remove any Spider-Man related thing from this movie and we're giving it a 3 out of 5.
Easy. That's in my notes. We talked about it before we started recording. This is 100% a better movie if it's about this lady who has like foresight and her job is to like help kids because this dude
say these kids manifest powers in the future and kill this nigga who also has like some type of power.
Yes.
But he's like some all powerful like being that's lived for mad long, and right, then
like a Highlander type,
then you find out that the shorty that can see shit, she's a descendant of the people that he stole the power from. Finds out her mom has something to do, like her mom did get spiders in the Amazon, and like, yo, it would make so much more sense if it had nothing to do with the Madam Web IP Spider-Man IP at all. It would be a 3 out of 5 movie. Yeah. It would probably be maybe a 2.5 out of 5 movie. But even then, I would be like, this corny ass, campy ass movie is all right. Like, exactly. They at least they are like, they're, I guess, like, I feel like trying something within the IP without the main thing makes no sense, especially when there's actually no correlation
and it
to the
no
thing.
Purpose. It's not even like when you watch the OG Spider-Man, you're just like, damn, I wonder what Ben was like when he was younger. He was barely in the movie, he got a couple lines at best. So he's not even important.
I don't even think that's the Toby Ben.
It's exactly. So it's just like, yo, what purpose does this serve? It serves absolutely no purpose. This does nothing for no one. Because they try so hard to throw in like Spider-Man like lore when they were talking earlier, like Ben and Madam Web when they were like, you know, at the hospital or whatever, and she was just like, you've never been shot in Queens before? It was just like, yo, bro, like, really? we know.
Who wrote that?
We know that he dies. We know. It's very important to the Spider-Man lore.
I guess she seen the future with that one.
Like, listen.
I guess we was all supposed to giggle.
We were supposed to... I got that line. Oh. I got what they were trying to...
Yeah, because he got murdered.
Because he dies. It was just like, yo, what was the point of this? Like... Obviously, I'm a Spider-Man fan. I'm
all the things we said happened actually happened.
Yeah, those weren't jokes, like, by the way. I just want y'all to understand.
While we were
first...
laughing really hard, like, no, explaining
it
shit.
It all happened.
Like,
everything that we said.
Even the scenario of the niggas in the room.
Yes.
Like, we explained the actual plot while, yes, like, so that these are real
true
things.
Yeah. Like,
one out of five movie.
100% one out of five. Like, it has nothing redeeming in that movie. Like,
should give it a half star, but I'm going to give it one.
I'm only giving it a one because I enjoyed Dakota Manning's press tour.
Also, it was pretty fucking dope.
When they asked her about the Spider-Man movies, like Tom Holland, she could not name them shits at all. In my mind, I was just like, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
the Sony execs can't either. So it's
that
fine.
Ass.
It's fine.
The Marvel can't hurt you.
Yeah, like it don't
matter.
You
get, yo, Kevin Feige is not looking at this interview.
No, he does not
you
care.
You are fine.
You can literally spoil like this movie, and they're just like, that's fine.
All right, that's cool. We knew it wasn't gonna be good regardless. We're stealing money.
Yeah, she could have literally sat in that interview and just been like, so I never wear the suit in the film. Like, I am in my leather coat, running around Scooby-Doo whimsical, saving these girls, and you see the suit at the end.
She's fucking hilarious.
And you can see the zip on the suit because I didn't fully pull it up and they just didn't care.
She says she's seen 4% of Marvel movies. I love her. She's amazing.
And that's it. And no one would care.
Sydney Sweeney, they ask her what the movie's going to be like. Can you describe it in one word? She said hot. And she didn't mean hot in like the black way. She meant hot and like sexy. And I said, you know what?
I wasn't wrong. I don't think I would want anyone describing a movie where it's mainly kids in the movie as hot.
Like, yeah, it's weird. I mean, she was talking about the shorties because they're all of age. But like,
yeah,
even
but
then, it's still weird.
Still.
Like, yeah, if everyone's sexy, that might mean the movie's ass.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you didn't explain nothing about the plot.
Nope.
Say fun. Nope. Like, yo, you just say hilarious.
You
funny.
Just said we look good.
We are beautiful. Okay. Thank you, Sydney.
Heard you. You know what? You did explain the plot.
One out of five.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, you guys. Y'all deserve better. You didn't get, but at least you got paid.
Honestly,
you got paid, and there you go. You guys got money.
I feel like the nigga that be beating people up at SVU, nigga, that just beat
up Stabler, nigga. Like,
nigga.
I feel like, yeah, we just hold
on
exactly.
Be on some Stabler
explain,
shit.
Explain.
No, not even explain. Just walk in the spot and punch them in the fucking face. Punch both Max and the other
stop
nigga.
Resisting. He's stop resisting! Stop resisting!
They're like, yo, Stabler, relax!
He's got to hold up!
No, there's no Spider-Man! Fuck!
That was literally...
I don't even have final words. I hate this shit. I don't have a final quote either. You might have the final quote. You got to read the
yeah,
the
I got you. So as always, this has been another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast, providing you with that high quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. I mean, we on Patreon. This episode is video. You could check it out. You know what I mean? If you don't have Patreon, sign up. You know what I mean? You can check us out. We look good. You know what I mean? Fro bros in full effect. You know what I mean? You can find me on all social media sites as Old Dirty Dennis. That's OLDIRTYDENNIS. You can find my cards. I'm going to make a fuck Sony card or some shit. Maybe y'all can fuck with that before they sue me. So it'll only stay up for about a couple hours. You know what I mean? Art by Den on Etsy. I got digital cards. I might put the fuck Sony cards on the digital joint. You can download it yourself. Print as many copies as you want. Throw it around town. digital by Den on Etsy. And again, we got a side podcast. I mean, secret pods. You know what I mean, if you're looking for something serious, we're not going to be joking about Ben dying. We might talk about death, though.
That's
what
a fact.
So if you want to tune in for that, they only about 5-6 minutes. Secret pods on all podcasting platforms. You can find my son Colton, though.
The Colton Show _ on Twitter. The Colton Show on Twitch. I'm going to be streaming a lot more. The Colton Show on everywhere else, Instagram, you know, YouTube,
yes sir,
TikTok, everywhere else you can find a player. My portfolio at thecoltonshow.com for all my photography
looking crazy
and stuff, and also thecoltonshow.com. I have a website.
Aunt May's sister gave birth to that nigga. she couldn't say Peter because it was Colton the whole time, crying. Dick.
I'm fucking crying. But, yeah. All
right. If you don't have
a also, my bad.
Go ahead,
Night Deviant Podcast.
Yes.
He's coming back. I talked to the Deviant himself.
Mm.
That nigga has been going through a hard time. Apparently, there is some type of sexual holiday where he has to abstain from sex for a month before he can wild out for the rest of the year.
Right? He was down bad.
So he was down horrible. He says he's getting back into the groove of things. He just came from 5 consecutive freak-offs. So he might be back in the right mind space. Just saying, the Night Deviant Podcast is coming back.
Nice. So he doesn't have the final quote, so I'm going to bless you guys with the final quote. Don't hold this on my jacket at the end of the year for the genies, because this is not my quote. When you take on the responsibility, great power will come.
He said come.
We out.
Not Uncle Ben.
Word.
Actually, Uncle Spider. We out.